top, three galaxies away. Two earthling orphans were captured and raised as slaves. Their only earthly souvenir, a Karate Kid VHS tape that every night they watched in secret and trained in the ninja ways. Steve and Jer, saving the day. We're gonna start the fucking revolution. We're gonna have our say. Steve and Jer.
Hello.
Hello.
And look, Steve's here. They won't be able to hear you playing Teenage Wasteland, probably. And you're supposed to say, and look, Jer's here.
Oh, and look, Jer's here.
Which must mean this is episode 5.
Episode 5.
The long overdue, long
back.
Awaited. We've given in to the email campaign and agreed to come back and do an episode 5 due to overwhelming demand by the fans. So here it is. Here it is.
So what Jeremy's referring to has been a while.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to sing the song.
Not going to do it.
It's been a while.
So that's good, though. But it's just scheduling conflicts, and I totally didn't even ask Dave about his trip.
I did. He said there's nothing to do in Calgary. He said it's boring in Calgary, except for going to Earl's, where the waitresses are all hot.
You know what sucks about that, Dave? You were there like a week too early. Grey Cup's there now. Oh, yeah. It would have been bananas.
That shit would have been bananas.
I went to a Grey Cup in Edmonton
one
time. I guess this must be 6 years ago, 7 years ago. I don't know. It's the only CFL game I've ever been to, and it was a Grey Cup in Edmonton.
Uh-huh.
The parties and shit were out of control.
Out of control.
Dude.
You heard it here.
Out of control.
The Grey Cup parties in Edmonton are off the cheesy.
And you know what was the worst part? Was the game... Commonwealth Stadium, it was like minus a billion. It was the coldest shit I've ever experienced in my life.
Crazy.
That's my fucking stupid
there you go.
Story. Anyways, Dave, you're there a week too early. That's why you did nothing.
You know what we just did? We just did what we always do. We've been talking about movies for the last half an hour, and then as soon as we start podcasting, boom, talk about everything
else. What's the biggest thing, the single biggest thing that's happened to us since the last podcast?
Oh, we have a website now. Is that what you were going to say?
That's what I was just going to say. That's the single biggest thing to ever happen to us in our lives.
The thing that amuses me about us is how we've done everything so ass backwards. We were like...
By hiring Marcy and Neil?
No. Sorry. You got me with that one. I didn't see that coming. What was I saying? Oh, no. We were like, let's start a website. We were like, okay, cool. And then what do? We go out and we interview Kevin Smith, and we go and we interview nerds, and we get videos, and we make podcasts, and we do everything out. We don't have a website to put anything on, but we spend like 6 months doing other stuff until we actually have a website. And now we have it, and now we're just like so focused on like figuring that out. It's like all we're doing now.
Yeah, it definitely takes up, if not for... my lax schedule lately and free entry to movies.
That's right. We don't pay for movies anymore.
Is my mic on?
D's mic was off when he was saying
right now?
Something.
Okay. This is the mic that Jer sat on. I'm just saying. Anyways, yeah, I'd be totally focused on the site if not for the fact that I was catching so many free movies lately. But. Which helps the site in the end, but like you said, yeah, we're so worried with the way it looks and runs, and
yeah, we spend every day making changes to the website, and
Neil is super quick with the changes too.
Yeah,
Neil's awesome.
Busting his nuts, and
it's like instant.
It's still like a long way away from where we want it to be, and so it's like it's an ongoing process, but it's a fun process. I'm having a good time with it. Steve's posting tons of news articles every day on there.
I don't know. That's just something I figured we should do, because if we didn't do that,
good.
It'd be barren.
That's good.
It'd be Teenage Wasteland.
And I just go on there and...
Did you just read the latest thing I put out there about
post
Zac,
pictures of toys that I want?
Did you read that?
Yeah, I saw the Zac Efron one. Yeah, I know you're so excited about Zac Efron and his Oscar run.
They even say that in the article.
Of course they do.
Anyways, so the website is, of course, stokedorchoked.com. And it's got on there pretty much everything that the Facebook group had and more.
More.
Because it looks awesomer. Looks way awesomer.
And you can vote. The whole point.
The whole, yeah.
The whole thing.
This is Jeremy. I got to say, this was Jeremy's idea from the beginning.
You come and vote. And we're not the first website to have people be able to vote on stuff, but this has just been the thing that I wanted to do since day one, because it's like, you know, everybody can just come in and say what they think, and they don't have to worry about putting their opinions out there in the form of a review or a forum post or somewhere people can respond. They can just anonymously say, I like this or I don't like this, and I think that's cool. I've always been a fan of the Facebook like option. I wish there was an unlike option. Everybody does, I think, on Facebook. Steve just left the room to get himself another beer, so that's why I'm talking and there's no reacting. But hey, look, he's back.
No, I've been here the whole time. So you're talking about the website still and the voting?
I don't remember what I was talking about.
Yeah, other websites do like a voting thing, but not like this. Ours is way different.
Well, ours is the coolest one.
It's way cooler and way different, yeah. You know what I like?
Mm.
It's a like and dislike thing.
Okay.
Having just the definitive choked or stoked when you review a movie sometimes kind of sucks.
When we're writing a review,
yeah,
because you want to be more subtle than that.
But that's why. But at the same time, I like it.
Yeah,
because now, like, I don't know. There's just movies you might be on the fence about. You gotta make a decision. Yeah. It's like gun to your head.
Yeah, because when you read a movie review and the reviewer's on the fence, don't you finish that thing going?
You know what the worst thing in the world
fuck?
Is 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah,
is the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a meh.
How do you, like...
Can we add a meh button?
Meh. Do you want to? Dude, in the top right corner will be a picture of some Jewish guy.
Stoked,
going,
choked, or meh. Because I would love to finish your review with meh instead of stoked or choked.
We might... We can't do it all the time. Because then
you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Maybe,
I agree. I just think
maybe it's funny. We'll get like 5 mehs a year or something. You know what I mean? All right.
Yeah. Three a year.
Three? Is that 5's too many?
Yeah.
So anyways, the website looks cool. It functions cool. There's going to be awesome, cool stuff coming up too on it. Obviously, a year from now, it's going to look probably so different.
Oh, it's going to absolutely look different. It'll look completely different. But right now... The look we're working on, but the look isn't the number one thing. The number one thing is just getting everything functioning exactly the way we want it to function and having it not look so bad that it's, you know, it hurts your eyes to look at it right now. But
one thing I do like is when you bring up the list of users, I'm happy with the number of people. Well, actually, no, I was happy with the number of people who put like actual photos for their profile.
Yeah.
Because remember, I want to do that thing where we have that generic male and generic female.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they don't want to put a photo up, it'll just be whatever, like the Cake Mania girl.
laughing at how much you enjoyed that. I don't think that's really funny.
It's not funny. It's
you're
like,
funny.
That is the worst like sign of we've fallen for this whole computer like that how it rules your life type of thing, right? I just like. Pop culture and referenced the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah.
So anyways, for the girls it'll be Cake Mania and for the boys it'll be I don't know. Give me one.
Gary Coleman.
Yes.
Is that a good one?
Yes.
Ralph Macchio.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ralph
Tough
Macchio.
Call. Yeah, we'll have to that could be a vote. We'll have a big vote.
Ralph Macchio or Gary Coleman.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Maybe we'll give them the option.
Yeah, okay.
If you're a guy, you can.
You want it, dude?
Upload.
Dude, let's pick the top five dudes you can choose from, and top five girls.
Okay.
And top five like biggest fucking douchebags we can imagine. So you don't even have a choice of a good one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's just like. And the girls will make them awesome, but the guys will get like. I don't know. Like,
do you consider yourself more of a Ralph Macchio or more of a
Bradley
Gary Coleman?
Cooper? Yeah. You know, like.
Or Dane Cook.
Ooh, that would hurt. Oh. That would hurt.
Look at me burning bridges in Hollywood.
I know already.
Oh, Dane Cook is my next feud. I'm gonna make a Dane Cook top five list so I can meet him like I met Kevin Smith after
he's
I burned
be
him.
So pissed. Yeah. Well, so I don't know. That's just website. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Got a long way to go.
Oh yeah.
And
but we got one, and it's funny because our whole launch the launch was so fucking funny.
Okay, we'll move into the launch. So I don't even remember whose idea it was, but anyways,
we were planning a big launch party.
It started as just like we wanted a party.
Yeah,
right.
We wanted to throw a party that would get us a little bit of attention, maybe bring some people, bring StokeToChoke.com into the consciousness of people who might not have heard of it.
Sorry, do you guys want some chips or cookies?
I'm good.
Are you sure?
I just had birthday cake because I just had birthday cakes for Leanne's birthday. It's also Bruce Lee's birthday and Bill Nye the Science Guy's birthday. And fuck, I forget the other one. Who did I say? Bruce Lee, Bill Nye.
Leanne, whose birthday is it today? And
Jimi Hendrix was the other one. So happy birthday to all of them. Dave's got Pamela Anderson on the same day as me. I have Alyssa Milano. So when I meet her, I'm going to have a lot to talk to her about. But you know what? Don't want to really meet Alyssa Milano anymore because we have her on Twitter. And that bitch twitters like a fucking psycho. That she twitters more than my sister. That should be a t-shirt. You twitter more than my sister. Yeah, Alyssa Milano was crazy with the Twitters. Like, every thought in her little head just fucking goes straight into the fucking BlackBerry and straight out into the Twitterverse. And I don't know how she has any followers at all. I want to delete her so bad. Tony Hawk? Yeah? Did you message him to tell him you were going to remove him before you removed him? You should have. Dear Tony, or at Tony. Sorry, dude. Got to delete you. You tweet way too much.
What are you talking about?
Alyssa Milano. You've never logged into our Twitter, but we have her on our Twitter. She twitters like a psycho.
Like a lot?
Like,
what's a lot, though?
Like a crazy...
Like every 10 minutes?
Like, yeah. Like over 100 Twitters a day, easily. Tweets. I keep saying Twitters instead of tweets. It's tweets.
Like good stuff or
no? Just I don't even like sports scores and just
sports scores.
Yeah,
what?
She's like a big football fan or something.
You know, is that going to happen one day? Technology's going to get so righteous that like we'll be getting what are they called? Tweets.
Tweets.
Tweets. We'll be getting tweets like live from some sports guy while he's playing.
It's probably happening.
When he sits. Oh, at halftime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, does he?
Yeah.
Charlie V, eh? Nice. Fuck, I miss that guy. I wish we had him right now.
Yeah.
Good rebounder.
He always seems to play better when he's playing against you, though. Like, when he was on our team, I kept going, when is he going to, like, play? But now whenever we play against him, I'm like, man, he was good. Why did we lose him?
What's his name? They just sent him last year. He went to Cleveland. Anthony Parker. That guy I miss big time. I fucking love Anthony Parker, man. Tony Parker.
I'm glad we got, what's his name back? The big Slavic guy.
Mr. Arvich?
Yeah. I love that guy. I just want to hug him. I just feel like he's just Mr. Reliable. He's not a superstar, but he'll always do that one exact thing every time.
Yeah, I don't know how much money he makes, but he probably earns it. It won't be much anyways. Yeah. All right, launch party.
So we were going to have a launch party. We were hanging out with the Salads. That's how we got to meet Kevin Smith. The Salads were playing at Sausage Fest. Kevin Smith was there. Friends of mine, they got us in, got us backstage, got us the only interview Kevin Smith did that night. And that night we were like, you know, we want to have this launch party. It would be really awesome if you guys played it.
This was premeditated, though. Asking them.
Was it?
Yo,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought it was spontaneous.
No.
And we were like, yeah, if you guys came out and played our launch party, we'd get a lot of people there.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry. Dave will edit out your chip crunching in post. We have the most amateur podcast, by the way. I started listening to other people's podcasts because we'd never done that before. We didn't really know what was actually going on out there. Everyone else has like full radio studio production and at least is wearing headphones.
That's bullshit. Ours sounds great.
Ours sounds almost exactly as good as theirs. Mostly because Dave has gone in and done stuff in post, like added songs and stuff.
No, but that's that you're like saying these guys have the benefit of these huge studios.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. Yeah, like we with Dave's laptop and two microphones do what like people who have like 100,000 listeners do.
Yeah.
Maybe our content isn't as riveting all the time, but
dude, they're all boring.
Yeah. There's a couple good ones. But anyway, we were having the launch party. And we booked it like 3 months away. We were counting down to it and counting down to it, and it was like, God, we got to get the website launched by then. That was a big main reason we were doing it, to give ourselves a deadline to get the website finished by. And we had a whole plan because the website was counting down. It was
you were pretty stressed about it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And we had this big plan. We were going to have a big screen projection in the club. Best thing ever. And at midnight, we were all going to count down like it was New Year's with the countdown on the screen. In the club, with everybody in the club, and then boom, at midnight, the website was going to pop up where the countdown
was. Like the Salads would be on stage counting down.
Yeah. And us, and champagne cracked at midnight, and the whole thing.
And then the Salads kick back in, like, come on, everybody get loose now.
Like they
break right in the middle of the chorus, countdown, and then just bam.
It would have been spectacular.
And then fireworks off the top of the building.
And everything was going great. We booked the show. We were promoting the show. We were putting up posters all over town. People were talking about it. People were coming from all over to see the Salads. Exciting deal. Then 3 days before the show was on Friday. I think this happened on Wednesday. Maybe it was Tuesday.
Yes, Wednesday. It was Wednesday.
The club goes out of business.
Did you get that? You got that email from him, eh? That he sent to everybody?
Yeah. So there wasn't enough time to find another venue. There probably isn't even another venue in Oshawa. We could have brought this arrangement. The business arrangement that we had worked out, you just couldn't work out with any of the other promoters in Oshawa. So there was just nothing we could do. We just had no launch party, but we still kept the deadline of having the website launched at midnight on that night, thank God. because Neil and Marcy ended up both waking up at about 10 a.m. that day and spending their entire days doing nothing else but working on the site. And I think what was launched at midnight was completed at about 11:20. And then at midnight... launches.
It doesn't work.
It's online for about 10 seconds and then it crashes and nobody could get onto it. And it was hilarious because I was wasted in a movie at that night. I was seeing This Is It, Michael Jackson, and I was drunk on my butt. And Neil was texting me, freaking out.
Like, you were drunk when you saw This Is It?
Oh yeah, I was wasted when I saw
That's pretty funny.
I don't think I've gone to a movie drunk before. Actually, that might be
That's
the first
what I'm
time.
Saying. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson movie.
Oh, we drank in the movie though. That's why that's why I was like that's especially different. Drunk. Yeah.
Okay, you're not an alcoholic.
It's only on weekends.
Yeah. It's only during the movie.
Crap.
We don't pre-drink.
Oh, so Neil's like, so are you at home? It's like it's like 11 o'clock. He's like, so are you at home? And I'm like, no, I'm in a movie theater. And he's like all mad at me. He's like, what the fuck? I've been working on this all day to get it launched by 12, and you're not even going to be there to see it when it goes up. And I'm like,
oh, he called and cussed you out?
No, he emailed and texted me.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, dude, what can I do? What's the difference? Like,
the party's over. What does he want to
see? But then, no, it was so hilarious because it went up at midnight, right? And then, like 12:10, I get a text from you. The site is crashed. What's going on? And then I call Neil and he answers and I just laugh. He goes, hello. And I go, he's like, shut up. I'm working on it. I'm figuring it out. And I'm like, you wanted me to be sitting in front of my computer waiting for this to come up.
That's hilarious.
But if we were all in the bar, can you imagine if we had our launch party, we had the giant screen. And we counted down.
I actually want that to happen.
In front of all those people, and then boom, crash.
Dude, that's like a movie. That would be
I know.
That would be the greatest
but
story.
I know,
because
Neil said to me, oh, thank God the launch party didn't happen. And I was like, are you kidding me? This would have been the funniest thing. I was like, if we were at the launch party and this happened, I just would have been able to make fun of you in front of everybody. It would have been the best night of my life. But, anyway,
that would have been like that's if someone had presented that to me like this.
Yeah.
This would happen.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be the greatest thing ever.
Imagine.
But anyways, yeah, the launch party was so close to being amazing, but it was pretty stressful.
We'll throw a party when we're ready to like launch. Like, this is like the beta test version.
You know what we'll do? We'll scale it down a bit, and we'll have, like, an Oscar party.
Good idea, yeah. Yeah, that's a good, right, but the right timing, too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and you gotta wear, like, a tuxedo.
No.
We'll have a red carpet.
You know what I wanted to do, though? I didn't even get a chance to talk to you about this. For the launch party, I wanted to get, like, those name tags for, like, the office business party name tags.
Yeah.
And instead of writing your name on it, everybody has to write their favorite movie on it. And wear it.
Their favorite movie.
So you got to pick what, you know, even if you're one of those people who's like, oh, I don't know, I love so many. You got to pick one and wear it. And then all night, it's like a conversation starter, right? People will come up to me and go, Empire Strikes Back? Really? And then all night, you know, we're talking movies. Everybody at the party's talking movies all night. That would have been anyway, we can do that at our Oscar party, I thought, maybe. Or wear your pick for best picture on a name tag.
I like that idea better.
Yeah. For an Oscar party, for sure, yeah.
Because I don't even have my top 10 sorted out. Like, my number one would probably be Rocky, but I don't know.
Rocky's a good movie.
Thanks.
Our parents' generation were all about The Godfather. That's, like, supposed the greatest movie ever made, The Godfather. But then the generation before that, Citizen Kane, is, like, the greatest movie ever made. I don't know what our generation's greatest movie ever made would be.
Our generation?
Yeah, Braveheart, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the greatest movie of our generation?
Of our generation? What do you count? What year would you start?
Like, are you saying that's what? Like, that's your favorite movie of our generation?
No.
Or you think that's the greatest movie
no,
of our generation?
No, like the what would be considered to be the all-around greatest, greatest technical achievement, greatest achievement in film.
Well, I don't think Braveheart was a technical achievement, but there's been big
I would at least call it most influential.
On what?
Every movie imitated that those battle scenes after that. Fucking Star Wars. Lucas imitated the battle scenes in Phantom Menace. Everything imitated that thing.
Dude, but just watch like...
Yeah, but there's always big battle scenes. But then there's the Braveheart exact setup. That you see the empty field. You hear the marching sound. You see the giant army. The camera pans up to show you the army's 10 times even more giant than you thought it was at first. It's like an exact sequence...
I'm not
that everybody has imitated.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm
right up to the 300.
I'm disagreeing with that, but
I think I didn't make this up.
Listen, you know I love Braveheart.
Yeah.
There's no doubting that.
No, I wouldn't call it my favorite, that's for sure, but I love it.
It's not my favorite, and I don't think it's the best movie of our generation.
What would you say, though? You said Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, maybe.
I mean, I put that in the really compelling, important story category, but for overall filmmaking?
Well, find really a flaw. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Like Braveheart has flaws.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. And you know that hurts to say, bro.
I don't know.
Well, there's holes in the story. There's,
yeah,
like
there's those two guys pretending in, to the, fight background, in the background,
which I that, which is, dude, you know, we had this discussion. That's all I see now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right.
Watching it now too, like you see the arrogance of Mel Gibson, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons why it's also good.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're just like, come on, dude. Like that's like. Like, why wouldn't you make this movie just so you could play that part?
Yeah.
You know, like.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's like John Travolta tried to do in War in Battlefield Earth, but, like, horribly.
Did you see that on wrong. That thing I posted about the top 10 flops of the 2000s?
No.
Yeah, check it.
Battlefield Earth was one of them?
Yeah. I got it from, where'd it go? Gone. I'll go to our site.
Did we talk about how Forbes magazine listed what's his name as the most overpaid actor?
No. Who?
Oh, what's his name?
I don't know. Who?
National Treasure guy.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
I would not disagree. I might make an argument for Keanu Reeves, but...
But their reasoning was... price of the actor versus
box office
success.
Okay, well, yeah, Keanu Reeves made tons, but
yeah. So the last, like, there were two movies that
more than Eddie Murphy.
Two movies that what's his name made. What's his name? Well, I forgot it again.
Dave.
Nicolas Cage. Nick Cage, my man. Nick Cage. Two big movies that he made last year. But oh no! It wasn't Nick Cage. It was Will Ferrell.
No.
Yeah. Because movies he made last year bombed.
And he's been on actually a bad streak.
Dude, you and I went into Land of the Lost, the theater, for free and left. We weren't even interested in staying to see the movie for free. Yeah.
His career.
Yeah.
It spikes so high and so quick and then just bam.
He'll get it back. I mean, whatever he's got coming out now.
Did you see Stranger Than Fiction?
No.
Really good.
Everybody tells me I have to see that.
I have it. I'll give it to you. You got to check it. Yeah. Anyways, top 10 flops of the 2000s so far. The Spirit.
Yeah.
Cost 60, gross 19.
See, The Spirit, I wanted to see, but everybody, word of mouth, said, don't. It's the worst. It's the worst. So, worst word of mouth ever for a movie.
Number 9, Grindhouse. Cost 67, made 25.
What? How could a movie like that cost that much?
Number 8, Rollerball. No surprise. Cost 70 million, gross 19.
I don't even remember Rollerball.
The Invasion.
I don't remember that. What
Nicole
is it?
Nicole Kidman. Sean Penn.
I don't even recall that at all.
Anyways, cost 80, gross 15. Catwoman. Cost 100, gross 40. Town and Country, Warren Beatty, cost 90, gross 6.
Oh.
Gigi, cost 54, gross 6.
Wow.
That's brutal. Land of the Lost. Cost 100, gross 65. That's domestic, though. You know what? I bet it made its money. Battlefield Earth at number 2. Cost 75, gross 21. Again, this is domestic, dude. I bet it made money overseas. And number 1, Pluto, The Adventures of Pluto Nash, starring Eddie Murphy. Cost 100, made 4.
Whoa. But Eddie has more than made up for it.
Oh, wow.
With Norbit.
His average isn't hurt by that. What was I just going to say? Oh, yeah. Let's check out Battlefield Earth.
He's typing. That's what you're missing right now.
Where's the mouse? Okay, it hasn't done that much better. It's worldwide gross for Battlefield Earth is 29 million.
So much for Scientology.
Wow. Dude, Kevin's got this awesome magazine, like a US Weekly or whatever. And it's all about Katie Holmes and her $15 million tell-all book she's going to put out. And in the article, it talks about some of the shit that Tom Cruise does. He's funny, man. He's a weird dude.
Oh, yeah. Tom Cruise stories, whenever you hear somebody tell like a behind-the-scenes Tom Cruise story, you know you're in for a good time. You got to sit down and enjoy that.
Yeah, big time.
But he's got a fleet of yachts. A fleet. A flotilla. I don't know how many you got to have for it to be a flotilla. But
Dave, is that a real world?
Yeah, it is.
A flotilla?
Anyways.
Flotilla would be a great balderdash.
Flotilla is probably a balderdash word, for sure. So it's just awesome. It just makes him sound like so crazy, which I believe. I totally believe he's crazy because he had that whole Elvis fascination thing where he tried to marry Lisa Marie.
Didn't he buy the remains? Oh, no, that was
Michael Jackson. But they both were married to Lisa Marie, which is why you're thinking
that.
That
is weird. Yeah.
Yes.
Hearing that made me think about, remember when Wesley Snipes refused owed like millions too?
Yeah, he still does.
Because he's part of some weird like group of Americans that refuse to pay taxes.
Really?
Because they think it's unpaid.
I never heard that.
Whatever.
Like a libertarian?
Yeah, sort of playing that game. So he's part of that. So that's why
I don't buy that for a second. I just
who cares whether it's true or not?
Yeah,
that's just reminded me of that. He's another one who owes.
They're appealing his court ruling that said that he had to pay all that money right now.
Well,
so.
Look at like that basketball player Antoine Walker, who just like declared bankruptcy. He made $114 million playing basketball, and he's broke. Okay, so he's in the States, right? So taxes, take away half. It's still like $50 million. Like $55 million,
well,
whatever.
Not everybody, you know what? You take a person and you hand them $100 million, they might not know
who's never even known like $100.
Yeah.
It's like, not like it, but The Blind Side, the kid, football, that comes from nothing. So like when he starts getting shit, it's pretty funny.
You love that movie, huh?
Don't love it. That might have been a meh.
Really?
But it was good enough that I thought, you know what? I enjoyed it. I didn't have a bad time.
Mm-hmm. So good for Sandra Bullock for not sending you running screaming.
Yeah. Right? Right. Sandra Bullock does a pretty good job. So.
Well, good. I wanted to see it. I still want to see it.
Yeah, check it, man.
Yeah.
Check it. But anyways, losing money, Nick Cage, yeah, it sucks. Tom Cruise, he's a lunatic.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell's overpaid.
And
that's it for episode 5.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good place to wrap it up.
Episode 5 is now ending. So,
thanks for listening. Go to StokedToShop.com, register, and join the conversation.
And go to the movies.
But don't pay.
Don't pay. Dude, last time I snuck in, this guy held the door open for us.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, he was not happy. Even Kevin's like, I think we're in trouble. I'm like, how are we in trouble? Like, are they going to like go to every theater and check for tickets? Anyways, podcast is over.
Dude's like, don't you know that you're taking money out of Ben Affleck's pocket?
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, good for you.
All right, podcast is over.
Bye.
We're gonna start the fucking revolution. We're gonna have our say. Steve and Jen, life mates but still not gay. Man who catch fly with chopsticks, accomplish anything.